and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday, the 24th of August. My name is Philip Kingston, coming at you from ISO lockdown. Yes, that's a double lockdown. More in a moment about that.
Hi, I'm Gary Peer. Welcome to GPTV. It's good to see you, Phil, after last week's hard-hitting episode where we interviewed Simon Cohen. Boy, a lot of people watched that episode, Phil.
Well, Gary is somewhat of an Australian superstar, as are we in our own little kind of pathetic way. But Gary, I'm coming at you from double ISO lockdown because what the viewers don't know, because I didn't mention it on last week's show, was that my wife, bless her heart, visited a tier one lockdown some 9 days ago. And as a result of that, and of course, her civic duty was to immediately enter into quarantine. We're 9 days in, Gary, have not left the borders of my house.
So if I stood out in the street, Philip, across the road from your house and say, look, I've got $1 million in this suitcase, you just have to walk across the road and get it, what would happen?
Well, that's completely obvious, Gary. Firstly, I would say to you, $1 million, well, you know, indexed to inflation, that's not as much as it used to be. But I'm not one to flippantly look $1 million in the eye, Gary. I would bolt across the road. I would pole vault over the cars that were coming past. I'd have that cash in my hand and be back in my house before you could say ISO.
There you go. So there goes your following of the you know, of your civic duty. And I understand you had a little visit there, Phil, from the police and the army. Is that right?
Well, how about that, Gary? We're 3 days into ISO and we get a... First of all, they say, you've got to stay at home. Well, Irene is a law-abiding citizen. I need a little bit more persuasion around that. But she's a law-abiding citizen. She said, Philip, we will not be publicly humiliated by being caught. We will do the right thing, and reluctantly I agree. Well, lo and behold, 3 days in, we get a ring at the doorbell, and it's a woman from DHS, right? But wait for this, because we'd heard that they do check on you, but, you know, there's a lot of people in lockdown and quarantine. So we get the doorbell rings. We let this person onto the property. We open the front door, and there's not just one woman there, Gary. There is two women. One of the women, though, is in full military fatigues. So dressed in camouflage, I mean, we could hardly see her, of course, because she was camouflaged. There is a member of our Australian Army, the Defence Force, there with DHS to ensure that we're doing the right thing and we are home. How about that?
There you go. Well, it's been an eventful week for you, Phil. And look, last week we had a lot of people watch the show. So I think there'll be some new viewers that have just tuned in this week to see what this show is all about, Phil, because some 4,000 or 5,000 people watched last week. So I'm going to start this week's show with something that we've never done on GPTV before,
Phil. Oh, no. What have you got in store?
I've done a little poem, Phil, a little poem. And,
really?
I do like writing. Yeah, I've done a little poem, so we're just going to get it over and done with here, Phil, because I get my inspiration in the shower. It came to me in the shower. So are you ready for the GPTV poem, Phil? Here we go.
Well, Gary, we might have had quite a few thousand watched last week, but this may well be the end of GPTV because no doubt your little poem is a rhymer, isn't it, Gary? Your attempt at poetry would be of the rhyming persuasion.
Phil, here we go. I've worked out what's really happening here. It's more than just having to wear a mask with your beer. People are angry, fed up, and frankly pissed. It's the open for inspections and auctions they've missed. You have dirty cars. Your hair is long. Going out after 9 p.m. is now wrong. In a state where watching the sunset is a crime, people just don't know what to do with their time. So if you're sitting at home quiet as a mouse, maybe now is the perfect time to sell your house.
If you think is that it, Gary?
Hey?
Is that it?
No, I'm still going. If you think Melbourne is really such hell, maybe now is the right time to sell. If the lockdown is causing you plenty of pain, the best cure is to enter an auction campaign. We could be in the middle of a property boom. There's even great auction results on Zoom. You may not like the curfew, the lockdowns, or Dan, but let's face it, it's better than being ruled by the Taliban. So if you're feeling down, don't worry, mate. You can always enjoy hearing about real estate. Clearance rates, record prices, and our coffee van brings a smile and joy to every woman and man and anyone that identifies as either. So let us brighten your week. Join Phil and me for this week's edition of GPTV. We're not intellectual, political, or smart. We know about property, horses, and art. We're safe, COVID-free, and both had the shot. We didn't, when we were last in the office, I forgot. We aren't accountants, pizza workers, or architects. We didn't go to any sex worker for sex. We just love property, people, and fun. And when all this lockdown business is over and done, we will still be bringing you the weekly property news to make sure you don't slip back into the blues. For GPTV is here every week, but if it's classy entertainment you seek, you're on the wrong show. Switch us off, move along. But if you love property, this is where you belong. Oh, you're still here, so I guess we're all good to go. Okay, Phil, let's get on with the show. That is my GPTV poem, Phil. That's what I got, and that's for the viewers for this week's edition of GPTV. Should we end the show right there or just get it started?
See, the viewers are probably going, is Philip's face contorted and frozen, or is he just kind of sitting here going, WTF? This show has dropped to a new pathetic level when one of the co-founders and the man that fronts the company with his name is sitting at home. Look, I expected a paragraph of that stupid ditty, but I think it went for about three pages. Just tell me so the viewers can completely understand this, Gary. How much time did you devote to that?
Well, Phil, you know, the weekends were used to be full of auctions and open for inspections and meetings, and you know, that's it. We're stuck at home now. Got a bit too much time on my hands. So it was either just be selfish and immerse myself in Netflix or exercise, Phil, or television, or share something beautiful with the viewers. And, you know, being the sharing guy I am, Phil, that's what I've come up with.
Do you actually understand if you had devoted that amount of cerebral activity to opening another office or offices during lockdown? We could have probably opened about another 10 offices with the amount of cerebral activity that you consumed with that stupid, stupid ditty. But no doubt there are people that are watching GPTV that are going, oh, isn't he cute? That was so cute.
And there'll be some of those 4,000 people that watched the interview with Simon Cohen last week saying, I will never, ever, ever watch the show again. And, that's okay too.
Any chance of us going on Lux Listings as part of the Amazon Worldwide hit series has just been blown out of the water with that. I don't even know where to go on that. So let's just get on with the show, Gary. But yes, very cute. You are somewhat of a wordsmith. If only you would devote that amount of time to something that will make us some money.
Well, you know what, Phil? It certainly kept me out of the TAB, the online TAB yesterday, on Sunday, I should say. So it's not a bad thing. Phil, got to tell you and tell the viewers, the market, you know, it's a strong market out there, Phil, really is. And, you know, we had a couple of auctions on the weekend, a few Zoom auctions. And, of course, the auction of Gladstone Parade, also, Phil, as we get into some of our results, strong result there, expecting around low ones. 1 to 1-1 was the thought that we had, the guide. Yet, Phil, we did get it so wrong with multiple bidders taking the price to $1,455,000. Tell us about that.
Very strong result, Gary. And look, it was an interesting property because it was really too small. It was one apartment. It was the ground floor apartment with an apartment sitting above it. So the actual building area was quite small, but it did sit on a parcel of land. So interesting for viewers to think about this when they're buying property. If you can buy a property with a strong land component, regardless of whether it's a villa or an apartment, then there is massive upside. And I think that the market probably responded there to the fact that the value of the land was actually more than the actual cost of the building. So, that was an interesting sale and something for viewers to look out for, because if you do look around the inner suburbs, you can find these older style buildings that might be small apartments, but do sit on large parcels of land. So great to see the market responded to that. A very strong Zoom auction. You talk about us being locked down, Gary, but last week we actually had a really solid week, funnily enough. We made about 15 sales last week, and a number of those sales were multi-million dollar sales. So the market has not lost any of its momentum. Certainly the volume's not there because a lot of buyers will simply not bid or buy anything that they haven't physically inspected. And if this lockdown goes much longer, we're going to run out of a bit of steam as properties come on the market that have not yet been physically inspected. But, you know, the buyers that have physically inspected things, there's no question that they are, that there is a lot of urgent demand out there. So if we can get unlocked, I think the market will be very healthy going into October, November, December.
Yeah, I'm going to take the wind right out of your sails there, Phil, and actually say that it's going to be pretty miserable over this next 10 days or so, because it has been a while since somebody's got through any houses. And look, we've had a great run. The market is strong, so I'm certainly not underestimating the potency of the market, Phil. But the reality is that as time goes by, the lockdowns continue. A number of our sales have been made to people that did get through pre-lockdown. Now we can't get people through properties anymore. It's going to get tough and gritty, Phil. So we're going to have to come up with some other material, because the sales...
Well, tough and gritty is your middle name, Gary. Yes. Certainly we prefer your middle name to be tough and gritty than Laurel Poet. What is it? It's a
Poet Laureate, Phil, of the... the Poet Laureate of the real estate community. That's my new claim to fame, Phil. I'm going to stick with that for a while, because as far as I'm concerned and aware, there's not a lot of great poets in the real estate world, Phil, so I might be one of the best ones up there, as bad as that was. Shall we get on to some other sales, Phil, because there have been others. Well done to Leon Guzenfitter and the team selling 24 Seaview Street, Crawford Southfield. Now, how about this for a beautiful property? And a property that, you know, again, the price is undisclosed, but you can imagine the range being $4 to $4.4 million. So you know straight away the sale has four in front of it. Pretty significant, isn't it, Phil, for a property in Crawford South now?
Incredible home, Gary. And look, it was only a matter of time before we broke the $4 million barrier again in Caulfield South. It's only been done once, to the best of my knowledge, which was a property that we both sold in Burindi Road in Caulfield South already a couple of years ago. So it was only a matter of time before a single house on a single parcel of land smashed our record. So there it is, the highest priced home ever sold in Caulfield South on a single parcel of land, as opposed to a house with a tennis court. Fabulous house, and whilst we talk about a record price, if the buyer is watching this show as we speak, the bottom line is they don't need to be embarrassed by having set a record price, for the very simple reason that this is a record-style home. Beautiful house in an incredible street with an incredible garden, an incredible swimming pool. It was always going to smash the $4 million barrier, and it did. So the buyer can be absolutely satisfied that they've bought value. The seller understands that they've done well, and it won't be long before $4 million plus sales are a regular activity in Caulfield South, Gary, one of Melbourne's premier suburbs.
Indeed, Phil, indeed. Record properties can achieve record price. That was a record property, and that is the highest price in Caulfield South that I could ever remember on a single block of land. So well done to Leon for setting that record, and well done to the vendor for creating something so beautiful.
Do you know what, perhaps, Gary, we shouldn't just take this record sale for granted. We shouldn't just gloss over it. You know, my challenge to you, Gary, is to write a poem about the record price of the record property, and perhaps you could present on settlement day. We could have we'd get the mayor of Glen Ira down, and we could have like a ribbon cutting ceremony where you could recite your poem, and the good people of Caulfield South, we could have a jest to go around going, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, good people of Caulfield South, come out for the poem.
You're onto something here, Phil. But we'll have to be during curfew hours. But yes, I think you're onto something. I think we're going to change everything. The whole face.
Real estate marketing, Gary, will never ever be the same as a result of your breakthrough poem.
And you know, there's vendors out there thinking, you know, I want to sell. I want to use an agent. But is there any agent that's a good poet, you know? And I think there's a whole niche for us there.
I think you've cornered the market there, Gary. I mean, I think that if we ran a social media campaign around list with Melbourne's only poet agent, there'll be a queue of people, Gary. I would imagine a queue.
Phil, we want to talk also about some stage. We won't do it today because we've going to run out of time, but because the poem was, you know, all consuming, and I don't want to shade that sunlight with any other news that we've got. But Phil,
you know, Gary, there'd be such a long queue, Gary, for your palm reading. I reckon it'd be a far queue.
It would be a very far queue, Phil. Thank you. Hey, Phil, if you're Osama bin Laden's family right now, you'd be pretty pissed off because there's a house in Los Angeles they just can't sell. So the bin Laden home in Los Angeles, Phil, they can't sell. They can't find a buyer for it. And I'm wondering whether we can actually have a crack at it from all the way over here. Do you think you could find a buyer for the bin Laden property in LA, Phil?
Well, some things require more effort than others. I think that's probably going to be right up there. Although, if you're looking for a talking point, if you're looking for an asset trophy with some pedigree, I'm not sure that's the pedigree that you're really looking for. Gary, let's talk about moving forward. Let's talk about where we're going to go to in this real estate market.
Well, not yet, Phil. We've got some more sales to review. I won't let you rush me along like that. We had some beautiful images of the bin Laden family home, by the way. So if you're wanting to see through that, you'll have to call the local LA agent and arrange it that way. But Phil, we had another auction at 21 Ross Street, Elsterwick. Now, this is undisclosed, but we expected interest in the low ones. Four bidders fighting that one out. Well done to Leo Samuel, who conducted his first auction via Zoom.
I watched that auction and he did a fantastic job, as you would expect him to do. Well handled, of course, by Viv Samuel and Daniel Peer. A great result there. One thing that I would point out to the viewers is there was looked like there was 60 or 70 people in attendance.
Yep.
So really interesting to see how the consumer is running with all of the technology that's out there. You know, who would have ever dreamed of Zoom auctions, a couple of years ago, let alone the fact that the consumer has really taken them up. Interesting to see how technology can be really quickly adopted.
Phil, we've got three auctions that are due to come up for auction this weekend. Of course, given that we can't do them on site, then we're going to have a look at our options around them. They might go to Zoom. They may not. They might sell before. But GO5 at 551 Dandenong Road, Armidale, is a wonderful property, Philip. I think you've been working on this one or this project with Julian Milburn, a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, one-car space. And, of course, just around the corner from all the buzz and hum of Glenfree Road and High Street.
Gary, what an incredible property, incredible building, one of the best quality new developments I think you'll see. And if you're not interested in buying something, but you want to put your toe in the water in terms of looking at new projects, this is one we're really proud of. Positionally wise, it's fabulous because you can walk. You've got the tram at your doorstep, but you've also got the tram in Wattletree Road. You can walk to Glenfree Road. Malvern Central is literally just a trolley push from Malvern Central. So it's a great building, basement car parking, lift access, a beautiful example of what happens when builders are really committed to their craft.
Phil, Saturday, 12:30 p.m, you are scheduled and slated to auction 201B Bamber Road. Glenn Brick has been handling this four-bedroom, three-bathroom, elegant, beautiful, stylish town residence, Phil. One of two only.
Gary, whether this makes it to auction or whether we reschedule, who knows, given the circumstances, but great real estate. And Bamber Road, it's amazing how many properties we sell on Bamber Road each year. And Bamber Road has always been long regarded as a great address, and this one should do well.
Saturday afternoon, Leo Samuel is booked to auction 106 at 9 Morton Avenue, Carnegie. Love this apartment, Phil, in a great location. Just opposite our Carnegie office, Phil, this apartment, two-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-car space apartment, has got this fantastic terrace, sun-drenched, beautiful, spacious terrace, Phil, and in a terrific location just off Kunang Road, the buzz and hum of it. And that's a little bit of a wrap for our auctions this weekend. A couple of properties to talk about that we want to bring to the attention of those that are out there in the marketplace. Phil, this one at 4 Amelia Street, Caulfield South, it certainly won't be the most expensive home we've sold, but it's one of the most elegant. It's beautiful, classic Art Deco home, Philip, with all of the original features there. This beautiful dark, of course, stained timber right through the home. You've got the lead light windows, the high ceilings and decorative ceilings. Now, this is a home, Phil, that people are looking at living in, renovating, maybe even changing over and removing altogether because of its wonderful parcel of land. It's got a north-facing back garden, Phil. And Amelia Street's one of those little secrets of Caulfield South that not many people get to see or enjoy. So looking forward to that one coming up.
Not a big street, Gary, but a great street and a beautifully located street in a wonderful, wonderful position. And not easy anywhere in the suburbs of Glenara to get north-facing allotments. So this is a great opportunity.
No question about it, Phil. Last property to review is 13 Cambridge Street. Around the corner of our office, this is a very, very pretty home, Philip. Again, a period home, very affordable in that very low ones. We're suggesting 115 to 125 is the conservative range and guide. I know Joel Sir has been very busy showing people through this terrific home, Phil. And of course, what a great location just around the corner from our office. There's two bedroom with two living areas, Phil, and it's a very, very pretty home with off-street parking accessible from the right of way at the back. So that is a bit of a wrap of our properties this week, Phil. We have also made a couple of high-end sales in Caulfield North, of which we can't really talk about, but one of those sales, Phil, was in, of course, the best street, the very best street in Caulfield North, exclusive for GPTV viewers, because you won't see it online, Phil, it never made it. And that's, of course, the home at number 42 Howard Road in Caulfield North. Tell us about this property and sale.
Well, Gary, everything here is undisclosed, but a really good property on in excess of 1,000 square metres of land with a 4 or 5 bedroom family home, couple of bathrooms, swimming pool, an older home that had been redone over the years, a really great home in obviously the number one street of Caulfield North.
So that's a bit of a wrap of the properties, Phil. We've got clearance rates and, of course, information out there, but not too reliable, 97%. I think the clearance rate was as reported on Real Estate View. I think we're 100%, but, of course, so much really isn't going through the auction system at the moment. There's a handful of Zoom auctions happening across Melbourne. Properties are being sold around those auctions before, some of them after, and, of course, some other properties are making their way onto the market, Philip. But as this lockdown continues, it's becoming a little bit tougher to be able to show people properties because, well, it's impossible to show people properties, and we still can sell, but not that many people want to buy property sight unseen, Phil. I don't blame them. Would you buy something sight unseen?
I would only buy something sight unseen if I was completely and utterly sure of every aspect of the property. So I think that, we're making some sales sight unseen, particularly in our off the plan area, because they're essentially buying off plans. But I think the consumer, when they're looking to spend, hundreds of thousands, and obviously in our case, many millions of dollars, if they haven't walked through it, the chances of them buying is not high. Although I hear that that is not the case in coastal areas, Gary, in coastal areas which are just thumpingly hot at the moment around Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. I believe people are buying properties off sight unseen, but I also understand that those properties generally the value is in the land rather than the building.
Well, in Sydney, Phil, you can show people through a house. I mean, their numbers, their COVID numbers are crazy, but, people are still going through houses. I don't know whether there's been any COVID ever moved along to others or what's the word?
What you're trying to say is, Gary, you're not sure that any agent was ever the facilitator of a COVID transaction.
Yeah, COVID transaction, passing on COVID, Phil. I think if we take people through a property, and of course we are doing them one at a time and the property sanitised and you can't touch anything and there's no one else there and every aspect of it is done from a safe point of view, I don't think people are in danger. And I know the REIV is pushing the government to consider changing that, Phil, because goodness knows we are a very, very vital industry. And I think for people not to be able to move around, see properties when they could do so safely is very unfortunate, Phil. But anyway, that's my beef, and of course, it's fair and reasonable to have that beef, Phil. It is my beef. And you can put up the icon there, the beef icon, because I've got a beef about this, Phil. Who's going to catch COVID by going through a property?
Gary, I think the consumer and our viewers of GPTV are just a little bit tired of your petulance and your whinging and complaining. Just understand we will come out of this at some stage, Gary, and when that happens, we will be back doing what we love best, which is providing shelter, Gary, for the masses.
Yes, I think a lot of, I think people on my team, Phil, I think they agree that people are pissed off. They're angry, as I said earlier on in the start of my poem. But Phil, GPTV is here to put a smile on the face of all of those people out there that are stuck in lockdown, that have got nothing else to watch anymore on Netflix, that have had enough of all of the limitations that they've got. They can watch GPTV. It's like their escape, Phil. They're escaping out. You know, it's like getting out of jail, watching GPTV.
Well, that's Gary, just in the spirit of giving people things to do, and given the fact that you so warmly and generously devoted so much of your time to producing that little ditty, why don't we have a competition now on GPTV? We could make it a regular feature. We invite our viewers to write their poems, send in their poems, and, of course, that poet laureate, what was the exact...
Yes, the poet laureate, Philip, of the real estate world.
So, no, perhaps we could nominate a GPTVer to be the GPTV poet laureate, was it?
Poet laureate of the GPTV, if you've got any ideas. By the way, I was on the net and looking up GPTV, by the way, on Google. Yeah. Have you done that ever? Looked up
GPTV? Yeah, many times.
Well, there was some school in America... And all of a sudden, I'm watching a video of some school with some person dressed up as a as an animal running around. It was very unusual because if you put in GPTV in Google, Phil, I thought there's a lot of people watched. I wanted to have a look at the numbers, and I'm not very handy with tech, and my daughter wasn't around at the time. So anyway, it was some school in, and there was something in Italy. So the GPTV is sort of making its way around the world, Philip. Lots of imposters taking our position in the market. But yes, let's put it up there, Phil. If you've got a poem, send it on to us on GPTV. We'll read it out. Send it to the email that you see there, ideas@garypeer.com.au, and we will send it out because goodness knows, mine could be something that could get beaten by somebody.
Let's hope this goes nowhere.
Okay, well, that's a big wrap on GPTV. Phil, we're going to keep things moving along in the real estate world, keep people informed. We've got interviews, Phil, with local businesses, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And next week, the big debate, how long should a marketing campaign be? How long does a property need to be on the market? This is something we've talked a lot about. Robust discussion, Phil. We'll be bringing it up and serving it as a topic on next week's GPTV. That's a big wrap on this late August edition of GPTV. I'm Gary Peer.
I'm Philip Kingston, coming to you from lockdown central at the Kingston Grouse Cops.
You just stay right where you are, the disease run. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.